We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
God is interested in your life, in what you're doing, wherever you're working, whatever you're doing. If you'll listen to Him, He'll help you.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, It Shall Come to Pass, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Pastor Hagin for today's message.
God speaks according to His written word. And what I'm coming back to is the fact that many times when many people come and say something to you, and I haven't had done to me, it will be something that is completely contrary to anything that you've read in the word, are contrary to anything that you feel like God is leading you toward. Now, I'm not talking about ministry. I'm just talking about life. See, God leads people. Every time you start talking like this, they start thinking ministry. Get that out of your head. God works with people in every area of life. Too many times it's all about ministry, ministry. Well, it is ministry because the ministry of helps is just as important as the pastor ministry or the evangelist or the teacher. The ministry of helps is just as important because this church would not be operating this morning without a whole group of people that are in the ministry of helps. If it was all on me, okay, I got to sing, I got to go take the offering, I got to go watch the kids, I got to have train youth leaders. In fact, that's what Denise is doing this morning. They're having a special youth leaders training session. How many of you ushers have a training session ever so often? Let me see your hands. Yeah, we do. Hey, ministers, when we go to conferences and things, that's our training sessions. I don't know how many times I've been at some kind of conference and just one word that one body says sets me on a track. How many of you ministers here, that's ever happened to you? I see all of you shaking your head and raising your hand. You see, God ministers to us in different ways. You that are in business, if you'll listen and ask Him, He'll show you how to do business better. He'll show you how to operate more effectively with a machine. Dad left when I was in the middle of my third grade year, and I had to sort of learn how to do everything around the house because he wasn't there. You can ask Lynette, I can fix about anything, but a computer. Don't know nothing about a computer. But, you know, Dad got me my first car when I was in the middle of my senior year in high school, and he handed me the keys and the toolbox. Well, I never worked on a car before, but I knew if he was going to keep that thing running, I was going to have to do it. 1958, actually it was December 57, got me that little 53 Plymouth. By the time I got rid of that car, I had it apart from the front bumper to the back bumper. And oh, how many times I say, Lord, I need to get this car running. Help me. And He would either send somebody by and they say, hey, Hagin, what are you doing? Well, I'm working on my car. Well, what do you think's the matter with that? Oh, yeah, hey, I had that happen to my car. And go check this and check that. And sure enough, that's what it was. Other times I have just felt in my, you know, I'm a senior in high school. I'm 17 years old, but I would just have this inner witness. Go check this. Go check it, and that's where the problem was. See, so many times we want to relegate everything to ministry. God is interested in your life, in what you're doing, wherever you're working, whatever you're doing. If you'll listen to Him, He'll help you. If you'll notice in Joseph here, and I'm getting ahead of myself now, but anyway, we'll cover it again, I guess. If you'll notice here, Joseph wasn't in ministry. He was the prime minister, became the prime minister of Egypt. He's doing Political work, you might call it. How many understand what I'm trying to say to you this morning? You see, we need to put more emphasis on letting the Word of God speak to us. We need to put more emphasis on asking the Spirit of God to bring things to us. Now, Joseph continued to believe God no matter what happened to him. His brother sold him into slavery. He was sold on the auction block in Egypt to Potiphar. Potiphar's wife accused him of trying to rape. He was put in prison. But I want you to notice he kept believing God. In every place he went, even though there was adverse circumstances, he rose to the top. He rose to the top at Potiphar's house, became in charge of everything. Then in the jail, he became in charge of everything, so the jailer left him in charge of everything. And then Sirio had a couple of dreams. He interpreted those dreams, and things changed. But I wonder how many times in those hours of darkness and trouble and things that were going on in his life, I wonder how many times he was challenged to start doubting God. He was a human like you and I. And every one of us that have faced challenges and circumstances, we have been tempted to doubt God. Am I right or wrong? I wonder how many times he was challenged to doubt God. As we think about that, how many times was Paul challenged? How many times in the Word was the many people, they had to believe God, but they could have been challenged to go somewhere else? 13 years after Joseph had those dreams, or approximately that, he became the governor or prime minister of Egypt under Pharaoh. There was nobody in Egypt, in the kingdom of Egypt, that had more power than Joseph except Pharaoh himself. Go read it. It's in the Word. The Pharaoh even gave him his ring so that if Joseph made a decision, he could stamp it with that ring. Now, if you're from the Far East, you understand the chop. When I was in the army overseas in Taiwan, if I was going to buy a motorcycle or anything, I had to have, they called it a chop. You just have to stamp it by your name. I guess it's the same thing as like a notary. I don't know what it is. Anyway, I know that. He had that ring. That ring meant something. You have the ring. You got God. God has given you the ring of authority with the name of Jesus Christ on it. And you stamp it with the name of Jesus. Come on now. It was another 9 years before his brothers came to Egypt, and they did bow down to him. They know who he was, but he remembered those dreams. Put it all together, and it was somewhere around 22 years from the time of the dream to the fulfillment. What I'm trying to say is, hey, listen, God, when God speaks, it doesn't happen overnight. But you keep believing God. You keep saying what God said. When I was, I think, a sophomore, Bible college, Southwestern, praying in a prayer room one night, the dormitory was like a, it had this wing, and then it had three wings, sort of like a W. Had three wings and a wing here, and the prayer room was right here in this corner. I was 19, I think. Might have just turned 20. I don't know. I was praying there. And I saw myself standing on a stage preaching to a crowd, and I couldn't even see the end of the crowd. That was been, what, 59 or 60. It wasn't until, when did that first time we go, what year was it first time I went to Nigeria? When I spoke to the big crowd. But anyway, it wasn't until the 2000s that I stood on that stage there in Nigeria and spoke to that crowd of 2 million people. Remember we come back, we showed the pictures on it? How many years in between that? 1959 or 1960 it was, one of those two, right in that area. And now it's in the 2000s. God will show you things to come to pass. Don't try to make it happen. Let it happen.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Hold On to the Word. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Slimline book, It's Your Time to Shine. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Our Rights in Christ. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, coming up is a special day, a special Sunday, May the 5th, that is International Rhema Day.
Yes.
What is that about, honey?
Well, actually, what it is to pray for Rhema. Well, that includes the school, the staff, the students, everyone.
Yes.
And then as an individual, as a church or a business,
yes,
you can support financially that day. A special offering
for Rhema Bible Training College.
For Rhema Bible Training College.
Yes.
And so another thing you can do is share Rhema Bible Training College with other people.
Yes.
International Rhema Day came about because Dad was saying that a lot of places, a lot of schools have a day, a Sunday, in which all of the churches that are involved and all the people that are involved with them, they have a special day. They give an offering, especially for the school.
Yes.
And so we started that years and years ago. He started that. We've continued it. And it's been a tremendous blessing in us helping the camp, keep the campus up, help us to keep the tuition low so that we can train more people to go all over the world.
Yes.
And so that's what International Rhema Day is. And we welcome you to go to rhema.org/IRD and become a part of supporting Rhema. We have 290 campuses.
Yes.
All over the world.
That's right.
So 54 nations.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, It Shall Come to Pass. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.